8:45. Morning Edition Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. Thanks for joining us this morning. In the studio live with me, Jane Ripps, event chairperson for Dinner in Abraham's Tent, which is a fundraiser this Sunday. No, excuse me, it's a couple Sundays away. April 22nd is when this is happening from 6 to 9 p.m. at the CenturyLink Center. Jane, thank you very much for joining us today.
Mike, thank you for having me.
Now, the this Dinner in Abraham's Tent fundraiser is part of the Tri-Faith Initiative. It's a fundraiser for them. What is the Tri-Faith Initiative?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The Tri-Faith Initiative is a unique to Omaha organization that is a coalition, as it were, a partnership between Temple Israel, Countryside Community Church, and the American Muslim Institute. The idea was born many years ago about, wouldn't it be an interesting experiment if we could share a campus? And more importantly, share parking lots, because our days don't intersect, right? So we could all use each other's parking lots. But from that kind of frivolous idea has formed an enduring and lasting partnership. And we are now in almost all on the same campus, around 132nd and Pacific. Temple Israel has its building there. AMI has its mosque there, and Countryside Community Church is building a new building. So our dream of the buildings has become a reality, but the partnership was formed long before the building reality came to be. We explore ways to get along, to learn about each other, to be individual religions. We're not coming up with a new one, but to form a partnership in the recognition that we are all descendants of Abraham.
So there's your common thread.
Abraham was, according to our Bible, the first person to recognize that there was one God in a time of worship of many gods. So he was the first monotheist. And from Abraham came these three faiths. Came the Judaism, then came Islam, then came Christianity. And so we are all, maybe not in that order, I might be wrong, but we have come together with the recognition that we are all brothers and sisters, separate in our beliefs, but that we are united, and hence the name of the dinner in Abraham's Tent.
Wow. Okay. I want to get to the event, because the event, of course, follows the ideology that you've just described, and I want to get to that in a moment. But when your leadership gets together and we have tragic, human-caused tragedies that are done in the name of religion, whatever that religion is, what does that do to impact your initiatives moving forward?
Well, it reinforces for us the belief that we need to be partners and we need to be together more than ever. That there are obviously things that divide us. There are things that separate us. But what brings us together, a love of peace, a desire for people to coexist, to have a good life together and respect each other, is far stronger than anything. And there have been times where we don't always agree on things, but we try to come to the table and recognize that here in Omaha, Nebraska, that we can have this kind of a partnership and that we can respect each other and respect our differences.
Do you think the media has played a role in causing a divide amongst us?
I don't want to blame the media. I think that we do a good enough job of doing that. And of course, who doesn't want to play up sensationalism or things like that? But I think we try to look at it from a bigger perspective and
sure,
not allow the pot to be stirred by anybody.
Sure. Oh, that's wonderful. April 22nd, Sunday, from 6 to 9 p.m. is the Dinner in Abraham's Tent. And you've got two comedians, a comedic team coming together. If you could talk about them, the entertainment, it's kind of fun and certainly goes hand in hand with the ideology of which you speak.
Well, 9 years ago, we had a Dinner in Abraham's Tent, and it was It was just terrific. And we had some pretty serious speakers, and it was a serious panel talking about peace. And this time around, we said, well, okay, then we were a dream, now we're a reality. What are we going to do? And I give full credit to this idea to Imam Jamal from AMI, who in a very quiet voice in our planning session said, humor. We need humor. So we found humor, and we have Scott Blakeman and Dean Obadallah, who have an act called Stand Up for Peace. If we can laugh together, we can live together.
Absolutely. I think that sometimes we're a little too sensitive. We should laugh at our differences, not get our noses bent out of shape when they're pointed out. Jane Ripps, she's the event chairperson for Dinner in Abraham's Tent. And tell us where we can get information.
Well, we'd love to have you come. Should be great. If you go to www.trifaith.org, you can register online, or there's a phone number you can call. We'd love to have you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jane. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
It's 8:51. Back to Morning Edition.